Good day, friends. It's Friday, the 21st of February, and I am delighted to be able to stop and read some of the story of Exodus with you and trust that God continues to inspire us with something of history which is formative for us today. Looks to be a beautiful day ahead, and we again practice the art of a Sabbath to stop and to be still each day for at least 20 seconds or 2 minutes or more on this Friday. So I encourage you to hit pause and to sit quietly and just meditate and prepare. I pick up the reading again from Exodus chapter 3. The story of Moses after the burning bush encounter, and he begins to question why God is sending him back to Egypt. Beginning in verse 10. So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you, and this will be a sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Moses said to God, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? Then what shall I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, say to the Israelites, the Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you shall call me from generations to generation. What a profound statement that has reoccurred in history in many ways. I am who I am. Phrasing of which we has been translated or transliterated to be Yahweh. I am who I am. The consonants in the phrasing of Yahweh, of which we get Yehovah, a poor translation of that, of which we get Jesus. Fascinating. Shall call me this from generation to generation, and so it has been true. It's fascinating to think through that we can say personally, I am because my parents were. And you could say the same, I exist because they were. And then your generations before you can say, I am or I exist because they existed. And if you follow that train all the way back to the beginning, it's God who says, I am, and there was no one else before me. So I am who I am. I exist because I exist. Yahweh. The name we shall know him as the Eternal One. That's who he has revealed himself to Moses, to the children of Israel, and to us through the Holy Spirit. Through Christ, Yeshua, Jesus, the ever-existent one coming into human existence, born in Bethlehem, and will return, so his promises say. May we be encouraged that we know by faith the Creator of the universe, who actually knows us, and who is returning. In spite of how wild this world can seem, it's not out of his control, and peace will reign when Christ returns. Read from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 11. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, as a father delights in his son. Well, whatever you're facing, may you know that if you're going through some things that are tough, the Lord may be refining something in you because he cares and wants to see you change. And perhaps it is just coming to an understanding that we can speak to the eternal, the I am who I am, the one who is pre-existent of any human life. And he may choose to guide and to discipline us because he loves us. As a father loves their child, so they want to guide them. May we not resist if we're feeling challenged today. May we humble and know he loves us greatly. The Eternal One, through the Spirit, is ever present with each of us. God bless, friends. I pray that you would sit quietly and ponder the great Eternal One, the I Am, is with you. Because of Christ Jesus, because of the Holy Spirit sent through faith, we are able to sit in his presence and to be disciplined and guided by him in love. May you also get time over the weekend to stop for a chunk of time, to let the cares and the busyness and the concerns of the world just pass you by, and to dwell in the presence of God who loves you. God bless, friends. Talk to you on Monday.